Welcome into today's community close-up we have with us today.
Claudia Honeycutt, Mountain Time on Main Street.
Looks like this is going to be a big weekend in Burnsville, isn't it?
It's going to be a great weekend in Burnsville. It's going to be a really... We have had so much good response to this event.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be something special, whether you're looking at the music or whether you're looking at the bargains or even the Little Pink House.
The Little Pink House.
Tell me about this pink house over here.
So that is from Appalachian Sheds in Spruce Pine, and that's going to be the Santa House. So when you drive through town this week, you'll see that we've already got his little house here ready for him, and there's a gazebo beside it that'll have some really cool outdoor furniture in it, so you can come and sit and wait in line. So right beside the Chamber of Commerce is where Santa will be. And can I just tell you, like, he's the real deal, like the North Pole bona fide glitter in the beard Santa Claus.
So he's going to be here. And what's the hours?
So Very Merry Main Street starts at 5 on Friday, goes from 5 to 9. And all the merchants will be open, restaurants will be open. The cool thing about this event, though, we're really trying to create like a little, kind of like a little Hallmark story, you know, right downtown Burnsville. So we have a lot of outdoor decorations that will be going up. We'll have horse-drawn carriage rides, and all that will center over at the Chamber offices. Well, now that's a free event for the public too, so that's no cost. The carriage will hold 6. That'll be really neat. The line for that will start at the Chamber. Then Santa Claus will be there. Mrs. Claus will be there. Have an outdoor movie that'll be shown. We'll be playing Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman. A lot of the merchants are going to be having live music in their shops. I know we'll have live music here with Bill Winozak. Something Special and Monkey Business are having live music. So a lot of sales going on. Free cookies from Rad Dogs. Java's giving away free drip coffee. Main Street Shoes is sponsoring s'mores and actual wood-burning fire pits, so they'll have that. And the neat part is that everything's free. So we're just trying to do something great for the town. Now, it will be in conjunction with the Carolyn on the Square. So on the Square, that'll start, I think, like 5:30 to 7, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. And we'll have a live nativity there as well. And that will be kind of on the other corner. We've got a snow blower coming that will have snow on the square. So, we'll create a little snow mood, whether it snows or not. But I saw on one app on my phone that we might possibly get maybe a little bit of snow Friday night.
Yeah,
so that'll be good.
It's a possibility. So.
Caroling, the Hammond family, Mr. Hammond and his daughters and granddaughters will be caroling all up and down the street. The Parkway Players are going to be doing some skits all over West Main and around the square. But a big part of the event also is going to be Debbie Phillips's Hometown Christmas program at the Town Center. And that's free, too.
Okay.
So there's a lot. Now, Ye Olde Country Store will be open. So it won't just be West Main. It will be a lot of things around the square. Right. It's going to be a good event.
Let's quickly focus on the Music Debbie's thing. Now, that's going to be what time?
7:30 to 9. And she really wants to convey this. It is a drop-in event. Mm-hmm. So if it is 7:45 and you're ready to go hear some music, you do that. They are taking donations up at the door. But just go right on in and enjoy the music. Another really cool thing that's going to be happening is luminaries. We have sold 600 luminaries already to line the streets with. And so that's going to be neat. So if you want to buy a luminary, you can do that up to Friday morning. Stop by Mountain Time, stop by the Chamber office, stop by Something Special. All of us have luminary forms, but it's just $1.
Yeah.
And you can buy a luminary in honor or memory of a loved one. We had one business that bought 130 just to support the town, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah. So if folks need more information, Facebook, website, somewhere that folks could look?
Yes. The Chamber has posted the event. We've already actually had about 1,200 people commit to either going or saying that they're interested, so that's good. So we have these great videos that have been done, and we're posting new videos every couple of days. So really, you can look at about any merchant in Burnsville. The merchants have worked so hard and so together for this event, which is really exciting. So we've got these great videos that are out with some fun music that are kind of showcasing the different merchants. And so if you can follow that on Facebook, you can look at A Very Merry Main Street. We didn't create our own page. We just created an event. And it's going to be a good event.
Well, that sounds great. So again, tell everybody when they need to be in downtown Burnsville.
5:00 Friday evening. Santa will be here. The carriage rides start at 5:30. The movie starts at 5:30. We'll have popcorn, hot chocolate, cookies, all up and down the street. So it will kind of go from one end of town to the other, which will be good.
Sounds great. Well, good luck with it, and I'm sure everybody's going to have a great time, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Our guest today, Claudia Honeycutt from Mountain Time on Main Street in Burnsville. Again, Claudia, thanks for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.